This is a recording of Ready New York preparing for emergencies in New York City, brought to you by the New York City Office of Emergency Management. Being prepared for any emergency is as simple as planning ahead. Make sure everyone in your home works together to make a plan, gather emergency supplies, and understand the hazards they may face. Learn how your household can take control in an emergency.
Talk to your household members to prepare for what to do, how to find each other, and how to communicate in an emergency. Use the following disaster plan checklist to develop your plan and have someone on your support group write these down. Decide where your household will reunite after a disaster. Identify two places to meet, one near your home and another outside your immediate neighborhood, such as a library, community center, or a friend's home. Practice all possible exit routes from your home and neighborhood. Designate an out-of-state friend or relative who household members can call if separated during a disaster. If New York City phone circuits are busy, long-distance calls may be easier to make. This out-of-state contact can help you communicate with others. Account for everybody's needs, especially seniors, people with disabilities, children, and non-English speakers. Buy the right insurance. If you rent your home, renter's insurance will insure the items inside your apartment. If you are a homeowner, make sure your home is properly insured. Flood and wind damage are not covered in a basic homeowner's policy. Familiarize yourself with the emergency plans of buildings you visit often, such as your workplace or your child's school or daycare.
Pack a go bag. Every household member should assemble a go bag, a collection of items you can use in the event of an evacuation. Each go bag should be sturdy, lightweight, and portable, such as a backpack. A go bag should be easily accessible and ready to go at any time. Here are some suggested go bag items. Copies of your important documents in a waterproof container, like insurance cards, birth certificates, deeds, photo IDs, etc. Extra sets of car keys and house keys. Copies of credit cards and ATM cards. And cash. Bottled water and non-perishable food like energy or granola bars. A flashlight. Battery-operated AM/FM radio and extra batteries. List of medications you can take and their dosages. Or copies of all your prescriptions with your doctor's names and phone numbers. A first aid kit. Lightweight rain gear and a Mylar blanket, contact and meeting place information for your household, childcare, pet, or other special needs items.
Assemble an emergency supply kit for your home. Keep enough supplies in your home to survive for at least 3 days. Keep these materials in an easily accessible container or cupboard. Here are some suggested supply kit items. 1 gallon of drinking water per person per day. Non-perishable, ready-to-eat canned foods and a manual can opener. A first aid kit, flashlight, battery-operated AM/FM radio and extra batteries, whistle, phone that does not require electricity, child care, pet, and other special items. Many of these supplies are available at your local grocery, drug, or army supply store. Check and update these supplies at least twice a year during daylight savings times.
Think about emergency evacuation and sheltering. In some cases, it may be necessary to leave your home or neighborhood. City officials will use direct warnings by news or radio to tell you when to evacuate. During a mandatory evacuation, the city highly recommends evacuees stay with friends or family outside the evacuated areas. Always evacuate if you are in immediate danger. During an evacuation, if there is time, secure your home. Close and lock windows and doors and unplug appliances before you leave. Wear sturdy shoes and comfortable protective clothing. take your go bag. Do not use an elevator during emergencies unless directed to do so by emergency officials. Remember, evacuation routes change based on the emergency, so stay tuned to local news or call 311 for latest transportation information. Go to the nearest safe place or shelter.
For those who have no alternative place to stay, disaster shelters will be available. Shelter sites change based on the emergency, so stay tuned to the local news or call 311 for the latest information. Take your go bag to the shelter. Be aware that disaster shelters may be set up in schools, municipal buildings, and places of worship. If possible, bring clothing, bedding, and bathing supplies. Only water and basic food are provided. Alcoholic beverages, firearms, and illegal substances are not allowed in emergency shelters.
In some emergencies, you may be asked to shelter in place or stay where you are. This could be as simple as remaining inside while officials clear hazards from a nearby area. Or you may be asked to close windows and turn off ventilation systems to block out contaminated air. When city officials advise you to shelter in place, act quickly and follow instructions. To shelter in place, identify a room with few doors or windows. Ideally, the room should allow at least 10 square feet per person. Once inside, close fireplace dampers, windows, and doors. When instructed by emergency officials, turn off ventilation systems and seal doors. Use your emergency supply kit and go bag. Tune in to local news to receive updates.
Now let's think about New York City hazards. In order to be prepared for emergencies, it's important to know what kind of hazards you may face. New York City winters, which often bring extreme cold, heavy snow, ice, sleet, and freezing rain, can pose serious hazards. When outdoors, dress warmly with layers and stay dry. Wear hats, scarves, and water-repellent coats. Cover your mouth to protect your lungs from extremely cold air. Stretch before you do strenuous activity and drink plenty of water. Avoid overexertion while shoveling snow. Heat your home safely. Call 311 for a fire inspection if you are unsure your heat source is safe. Use only portable heating equipment approved for indoor use. Do not use your stove or oven to heat rooms. Keep combustible materials, including furniture, drapes, and carpeting, at least 3 feet away from the heat source. Never drape clothes over a space heater to dry. Never leave children alone in the room with a running space heater. Turn it off if you are unable to closely monitor it. Turn it off if you are unable to closely monitor it. Do not overload electrical circuits.
If you do not have heat, contact your building manager or superintendent. If heat is not restored, contact the New York City Department of Housing Preservation and Development by calling 311.
During severe weather such as thunderstorms, flash flooding, and tornadoes, stay tuned to the local news. The National Weather Service provides forecasts, warnings, and other weather information 24 hours a day. Here's some tips for enduring severe weather. Shutter or board windows before a major storm. Secure outdoor objects such as lawn furniture or garbage cans that could blow away and cause damage or injury. Before potentially large storms, consider shutting off power and gas switches to prevent damage to your appliances. If you are a homeowner and your home is prone to flooding in heavy rain, consider installing a sump pump. During thunderstorms, avoid handling metal, electrical equipment, and telephones. Do not use water faucets or any water connected to a plumbing system. Lightning can follow wires and pipes. If there is a severe thunderstorm, take cover in a building immediately. If you are caught outside, squat low to the ground and make yourself as small as target possible. Do not lie flat on the ground Stay clear of downed power lines in flash floods. Seek high ground if you feel or hear rapidly rising water. Do not cross flowing water that could be higher than knee-deep. For tornadoes, go to your basement or the lowest point in your home, or an interior wall away from windows. If you cannot find shelter, take cover in a ditch or a recessed area.
Because of New York City's geography, population, and structural density, coastal storms can cause severe damage and hazardous conditions, especially in low-lying areas where flooding is more likely to occur. Find out if you live in a hurricane evacuation zone now. Access OEM's Hurricane Evacuation Zone Finder by calling 311. Pay attention to local weather forecasts and National Weather Service bulletins on local radio and television stations. In the event of a storm, secure outdoor objects, shutter windows, and place valuables in waterproof containers. Help neighbors and friends with special needs prepare for storms.
During the summer months, New Yorkers are vulnerable to heat-related illnesses such as heat cramps, heat exhaustion, and heat stroke. Take precautions to avoid heat-related illnesses. Stay out of the sun and use shade or awnings. When in the sun, wear sunscreen that is at least SPF 15. Wear lightweight, light-colored, loose-fitting clothes that cover as much skin as possible to prevent sunburn. Avoid strenuous activity. Drink plenty of water. Avoid alcoholic and caffeinated beverages. If you have an air conditioner, set it no lower than 78 degrees during a heat wave. Never stay in a parked car in intense summer heat. Consider going to public pools and air-conditioned stores. When the heat index is predicted to be dangerously high, New York City opens cooling centers in air-conditioned public facilities to offer relief from the heat. Call 311 during a heat emergency to find a local cooling center.
Know what to do when you lose function of essential utilities in your home. If there is a power outage, call your power provider immediately to report the outage. Call Con Edison at 800-752-6633. National Grid is 718-643-4050. Long Island Power Authority is 800-490-0025. Turn off all appliances that will turn on automatically when service is restored. You may lose cordless and internet phone service during a power outage. Keep a phone on hand that does not require electricity. To prevent food spoilage, keep your refrigerator and freezer doors closed as much as possible. Do not burn charcoal indoors. Do not use generators indoors. They can create dangerous levels of carbon monoxide.
During phone service outages, call your provider from a cell phone to report the outage. During gas leaks, evacuate immediately. Then call 911. Do not smoke or light lighters or matches. If the odor is very strong, do not use your phone or operate any light switches or electrical devices. Any spark could cause a fire. For water and sewer-related problems, if you notice or hear water coming up from the ground or suspect a water main break, call 311 to reach the Department of Environmental Protection, DEP. If you have no water or very low water pressure, call DEP at 311. If there is a concern about drinking water quality, authorities will explain what actions to take, such as boiling or treating the water. If there is a drought, authorities will advise you to conserve water. If the drought worsens, mandatory drought restrictions may be imposed.
Building collapses or explosions can result from structural damage, a gas leak, or sabotage. If you are in a building collapse or explosion, get out as quickly and calmly as possible. If you can't get out of the building, go under a sturdy piece of furniture. If you are trapped by debris, cover your nose and mouth with a dry cloth or clothing. Move around as little as possible to avoid kicking up dust, which is harmful to inhale. Tap on a pipe or wall so rescuers can hear where you are. Use a whistle if one is available. Shout only as a last resort.
Although earthquakes are uncommon in New York City, New Yorkers should be prepared for occasional tremors. In the event of an earthquake, drop to the floor and cover your head and neck with your arms. If possible, take cover under a solid piece of furniture or next to an interior wall. Hold on to a sturdy piece of furniture and be prepared to move with it. Stay where you are until the shaking stops. Be prepared for aftershocks, which can often follow an earthquake.
If the smoke detector goes off or if you smell fire, try to remain calm. Do not try to fight a major fire. Plan ahead. Keep a portable ABC dry chemical fire extinguisher in your home. Wet Class K extinguishers are recommended for stovetop fires. Install smoke and carbon monoxide detectors in the kitchen and within 15 feet of each bedroom entrance. If there is a fire in your apartment, get everyone out as soon as possible and close. Do not lock the door behind you. If your clothes catch on fire, stop where you are, drop to the ground, and roll over and over to smother the flames. Cover your face to protect your lungs from smoke. If you live in a high-rise residential building and the fire is not in your apartment, stay inside rather than entering smoke-filled hallways. Keep your windows closed, especially if the fire is in the apartment below. If you live in a non-fireproof building, generally 6 stories or fewer, and a fire breaks out anywhere in the building, leave the building as soon as possible. Close all doors behind you. Feel the doors with the back of your hand before you open them. If they're hot, find another way out, such as a fire escape. Stay as close to the floor as possible. Smoke and heat rise, and the air is clearer and cooler near the ground. Call 911 from a safe place, such as a neighbor's house. If you are unable to get out for any reason, stay near a window. Close the door and fill cracks with wet cloth to block out smoke. If you feel you are in danger, signal for help by waving a cloth or sheet out the window. For more fire safety information, call 311.
Dangerous levels of carbon monoxide, a colorless, odorless gas, can be produced from improperly vented furnaces, plugged or cracked chimneys, water heaters, space heaters, fireplaces, stoves, and tailpipes. Symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning are flu-like and may include headache, dizziness, fatigue, chest pain, vomiting, and possible death. If you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, open windows. Move yourself and other victims to fresh air immediately. Call 911. Call your local utility provider. Carbon monoxide safety tips. New York City law requires owners to provide and install at least one approved smoke and carbon monoxide alarm within 15 feet of the primary entrance to each sleeping room. Carbon monoxide detectors should also be installed in areas where fuel is burned. Check all alarms regularly to make sure the batteries are working. Make sure your heating system is kept clean and properly vented. Kerosene heaters are dangerous and illegal in New York City. Do not heat your home with a gas stove or oven. Never use a charcoal grill or a hibachi indoors. Vehicle exhaust contains carbon monoxide.
We use hazardous materials in our homes and businesses every day. It is important to store, use, and dispose of them safely. If someone in your home ingests a poisonous substance, consult the Poison Control Hotline at 212-764-7667 or call 311. In the event of a major chemical spill or unsafe levels of radiation in New York City, Officials will advise New Yorkers on the best course of action. Always follow emergency officials' instructions. If there is a hazardous material spill, leave the area and move upwind of the material. If you have to pass through the contaminated area, cover your mouth or nose with a dry cloth. If a chemical or radiation incident happens indoors, get out of the building without passing through the contaminated area. If the event occurs outdoors, move as far away from the event as possible and shelter in place. Turn off any ventilation. If you were near the event, leave the contaminated area and remove your outer layer of clothing and wash yourself with soap and water. In some circumstances, after being exposed to hazardous materials, it may be necessary to be decontaminated by trained emergency personnel. If you feel sick, seek medical attention as soon as possible. Stay inside until local officials announce the threat has passed.
To enhance early detection of disease outbreaks and bioterrorist attacks, the City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene uses a syndromic surveillance system that monitors emergency room visits, ambulance runs, and pharmacy sales. In a health emergency, the city may open points of dispensation, or PODs, which are special clinics to distribute antibiotics or vaccines. If pods are activated, you can locate the closest one by listening to the local media or calling 311. Also know that the health department tracks signs and symptoms that could indicate a flu pandemic. Flu outbreaks are prevented by the promotion of good regular hygiene and yearly flu shots, especially for people whose immune systems are compromised. During a pandemic, New Yorkers should cover coughs and sneezes, stay home if you experience a cold or fever, frequently wash hands with soap or an alcohol-based cleaner. Tune in to local radio for health officials' announcements.
When you think about terrorism, remember that a terrorist's objective is to create fear. With accurate information and knowledge of emergency preparedness basics, you can fight back. Terrorism can take on the form of many hazards, so by preparing yourself for the hazards in this guide, you will also be more prepared for terrorist attacks. It is especially important to be aware of your surroundings and report suspicious behavior or potential threats. If you have information about possible terrorism, call 311 or 888-692-7233. Know the facts and be responsible. Confirm reports using reliable information sources, such as the government or media. Do not spread rumors. Do not accept packages or luggage from strangers, and do not leave bags unattended in public areas.
Emergencies can present additional challenges for seniors and people with disabilities. Develop a disaster plan for every place where you spend time: at home, work, school, and in the community. Have copies made of this plan. Establish a personal support network with family, friends, neighbors, and co-workers, and determine how you will help each other during an emergency. Keep important health and life-saving information, including medications and dosages, allergies, special equipment, medical insurance, medical providers, and emergency contacts. Give copies to everyone in your support group. If you receive home-based care, include caregivers in your planning process. Evaluate your capabilities, limitations, needs, and surroundings to determine how these might change during an emergency. If you rely on medical equipment that requires electric power, contact your medical supply company and power provider for information regarding a backup power source and the life-sustaining equipment customer listing. If you rely on delivered meals or have special dietary needs, stock non-perishable food in case meal deliveries are suspended. If you have a pet or service animal, plan for his or her needs.
Most people exposed to disaster will experience one or more normal stress reactions, which vary from person to person. Common reactions include anger, fatigue, sleeplessness, nightmares, depression, inability to concentrate, or increased alcohol or drug use. Children are particularly vulnerable to emotional stress after a disaster and may exhibit excessive fear of the dark or being alone. Their stress reactions may vary depending on their ages. Encourage them to talk about their fears, listen without passing judgment, and emphasize that they are not responsible for what happened. To relieve emotional stress, mental health experts suggest you talk about your feelings with family, friends, and neighbors. Sharing common experiences can help people overcome anxiety and feelings of helplessness. Get back into daily routines as soon as you can. Try to maintain a healthy diet and get plenty of sleep. Exercise daily. If you feel your reactions are lasting too long or getting worse instead of better, consider seeing a mental health professional. For more information, a referral, or if you need to talk to someone, call New York City's confidential LifeNet 24-hour mental health hotline. In English, it is 800-543-3638. In Spanish, it is 877-298-3373. For Asian languages, it is 877-990-8585. And for all other languages, call 311.
If you are caught on the subway during any kind of emergency, listen carefully for instructions. Do not leave the subway unless you are instructed to do so. The safest place is usually in the subway car. If you are instructed by emergency response personnel to exit onto the tracks, be careful to avoid the larger third rail, which carries a dangerous electrical current. The subway's control center is in constant communication with train crews. In the event that there is a problem with the public announcement system, the train crew will walk through the train to instruct passengers on emergency evacuation procedures. Only pull the emergency cord if someone is caught between closed car doors and is being dragged. If your train is between stations and you pull the cord, the train will stop, preventing medical or any other kind of assistance from reaching the train. If an emergency occurs when you are between stations, instead of pulling the cord, notify a conductor or other transit official who can summon police and medical services to the next station.
For many people, pets are part of the family. They should be included in your emergency plans. Pet emergency planning tips. Arrange for family or friends to shelter you and your pet in the event of an emergency. Identify a trusted friend, neighbor, or animal caretaker to look after your pet in case a disaster prevents you from returning home. See if your veterinarian, boarding kennel, or grooming facility provides shelter for animals during an emergency. Dogs and cats should wear collars, harnesses, rabies tags, and identification at all times. Know your pet's hiding places so you can easily find them in an emergency. When traveling, smaller pets should be transported in secure carriers. Assemble a pet go bag and add pet items to your emergency supply kit. Include a current color photograph of you and your pet together, copies of medical records with vaccination dates, proof of ownership and identification, a collapsible cage, and a muzzle and leash.
Here are some more resources. U.S. Department of Homeland Security phone number is 800-237-3239. The phone number for the New York State Emergency Management Office is 518-292-2200. The American Red Cross in Greater New York can be reached by calling 877-733-2767. If you wish to call New York Cares, call 212-228-5000. Some insurance resources can be found at calling FEMA, F-E-M-A, at 888-379-9531. Or call the New York State Department of Insurance, 212-480-6400. Or you could call the Neighborhood Housing Services of New York City at 212-519-2500.
Contacting New York City. Call 911 if you are in immediate danger or witness a crime in progress. Call 911 if you have a serious injury or life-threatening medical condition. Call 311 when you need access to non-emergency services or information about city government programs. Do not call 311 for emergencies. 311 outside of New York City is 212-639-9675.